Hello. My name is Claire.
My name is Carly. And we are doing Those Shoes.
Mm-hmm. By Maribeth Boltz. We think that's how you say your last name, right?
Yeah.
Her last name is spelled B-O-E-L-T-S. So we're kind of running with Boltz. And then the illustrator is Noah Jones. We know that one for sure, right, girls?
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, where did you read this book?
We read it today in class.
Ooh. Did you read it for a certain reason or just...
We read it because we were learning how to break up chunks of the book and make a summary of it.
Oh, excellent. Well, on that same line then, go ahead and summarize Those Shoes for us. Let's see what you learned.
So, in the start of the book, there are these shoes. They were black with white stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid named Jeremy really wanted them because everyone in his class had them.
Mm.
And one day at recess, one of his shoes fell apart.
So someone found new shoes in this big box of extra clothes for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this weird cartoon design on them that no one ever watched.
Oh.
Which made all the kids in the class laugh.
And then one day, his grandma said, "We should probably get you some boots for winter."
Okay.
So they did. And one day, he asked his grandma, he's like, "Grandma, can we please just look at a thrift shop to try to find those shoes?"
So then they went to three different thrift shops, and the third thrift shop, there were those shoes. And he tried them on, but they were too small, but they were only $2, but he made them look like it fit.
Uh-oh.
So then a few days later, he got a lot of blisters on his toes and feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so his grandma said that he had to wear them to his other blue cartoon shoes to the school.
Oh no. And then do kids tease him again?
And so one day he decided to go out on the basketball court with his
friend
with his shoes, the one with the stripes, and this kid saw, "Oh, look at those shoes, they're so pretty," because his had duct tape on them
because they fell apart and they were all broken.
Mm.
So then I think it was the next day, Jeremy remembered that he tried on his shoes for the last time and they still didn't fit.
Yep.
So then they went to the boy's house who he played with at recess, and he didn't laugh at his blue shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And he put the shoes down in front of the black high top shoes with the white stripes down in front of the door and rang the doorbell and ran away.
Oh, that's very cool.
And so the next day he wore his blue shoes, but then it started to snow. So the teacher said, "All kids, put on your boots
and leave your shoes in school."
So then he wore his new boots, and the kid that he gave the boots to came up to him and said, "Thank you."
Oh, that's awesome.
And then that's what it basically ended with.
Sweet. Girls, you learned a lot from this. Why did you like those shoes?
Because it shows a really good lesson in how to be a friend and not to tell lies.
Absolutely.
Because then you can, your feet can get sore and a lot of things can happen.
Absolutely. What characters would you like to meet in real life?
I would like to meet Jeremy and the kid that he gave the shoes to.
Why?
Because I think Jeremy's just really nice. So I'd go to him and say, "Hey, you were really nice in the book."
That's a good way to do it. Absolutely. Cool. Why should the people read this book?
It teaches a really good lesson.
What lesson was that? Well, we talked about that, not to lie and to be kind and be good friends. Okay, so it teaches a good lesson. Is that the only reason why
it's a really fun book.
It's a really fun book.
And a lot of people can learn to share.
Yeah.
Because, and not to tell lies, mm-hmm. because lies are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And to share because he shared his shoes with a boy who had them, but then they broke apart and he really wanted new ones, but he couldn't get them.
Love it.
So Jeremy gave him his shoes.
Sweet. Anything else, girls? You guys did a great job describing this book.
No.
Nothing else? All right. Then we will end our podcast by saying happy
reading.